Item number three is a subdivision rezoning for property located at the south side of Pandora Avenue West between Atwood and Robson Streets under file DASZ 23 of 2011. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number four is a variance for the subject property under file DAV 131902 of 2011D.
Why don't you do one board? Because there's not enough room, I don't think. Turn it in such a way that folks can see as well as the committee, maybe, as best as possible. I know everybody won't be able to see, but yeah. Thank you. Okay, the way we do it, folks, some of you attended the last meeting and some of you haven't, is what we try to do is to ensure everybody has a chance to make a representation if they so choose. We give everyone 10 minutes, an opportunity to come forward, speak up to 10 minutes to ensure that it's as fair as possible. If you've heard something that has already been spoken, you don't have to repeat it again. You don't have to necessarily speak. You can just register that you're here in opposition or for information or support. You can indicate that. But if you do wish to speak, this is your opportunity. You have one opportunity to speak. We've kept the public hearing open from the last meeting. This was laid over. We purposely kept the delegation public hearing open so that we can hear from folks again, because this community committee sent the applicant away requesting changes to the original application brought forward. And now we're here hopefully to hear what changes has been brought forward. So, again, if you don't wish to speak, you don't have to, but if you do, you're certainly welcome to. And there may be questions after the end of your presentation. The applicant, Ravi Joshi, could you, and if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Ravi Joshi. I'm with Nova Met Development Corporation.
Thank you.
At 1 Dr. David Friesen Drive.
Okay, go ahead.
At our last meeting, we were asked to review some alternative uses for the site. And we have done so and gone through several permutations and combinations, and we'd now like to present our option one and option two. With respect to option one, I'll just make some brief comments. We still believe a balanced neighborhood can accommodate a student living in an apartment, a young couple saving to buy their first condo or home, a growing family needing a larger home, and a retiree downsizing. We still believe that the best way to achieve a balance is by offering a diverse mix of housing for people at all stages of life. We still believe there is a strong market for good quality rental options, especially from those people who wish to remain in their community without leaving their friends and neighbors. This plan reflects the direction stated in our Winnipeg and Complete Communities. This plan also reflects our agreement with the builder, Seymour Pacific, for the development of apartment buildings. Specific changes we've made to the plan, we've removed the townhouses and replaced them with single-family homes which front on Atwood. These homes are serviced via a rear lane, and there are no front drives. We propose a right-in and right-out only on Pandora from the rear lane. The remainder of the site, with the exception of the RMFM designation, are single-family homes. I'm going to just flip over to...
Can you repeat that again? Because there's a lot of people in the room, and it's a big room. And
sure.
Some people can see the map, and some can't, and if they're facing it, it's still a long way away. Repeat what the diagram shows.
You
could probably turn the whole thing. I think the committee's familiar with this is your original.
This
is what you came forward with and filed an application for, and that's why we're here tonight.
Yes, with a slight modification now.
Okay, go ahead.
So the entire block, as you see, has now has three designations on it. The R1S, which fronts on Atwood, is now designated for single-family homes. Prior, we were looking to do townhomes on that particular portion of the site. There is a rear lane that services those townhomes, and vehicular access would be from the rear lane. The reason we did that was because there is a very large boulevard in, on the frontage in Atwood. In the order,
if everybody could keep their comments down, I know folks want to chat about it, but everybody's trying to hear the description, but so we can't have talking because then nobody will hear anything. So anyway, go ahead.
The reason we did that was because the boulevard depth is at 46.4 feet, and with an added driveway, you'd be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 65 feet for a driveway, which we didn't think was a reasonable expectation in terms of cost or maintenance issues for a future homeowner. The R1M site, portion of the site is basically an extension of Barry. We would put a new road through and front new single-family homes on either side of that road. The RMFM corner of the site would accommodate two apartment buildings.
So everything is the same from last time on this option that you're presenting, except the difference that I can hear is on Atwood, instead of having the townhouses, you're having single-family homes instead.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Let's see option two.
Option two.
Can you turn it a bit? Because the committee hasn't seen this option two. So. I'm sorry for the folks on this side. We'll turn it in a minute. I apologize, but I'll get them to explain it as much, maybe a couple times again, so you can hear it and then you can see it. So,
are you able to see that?
Yes, I can see that. Can you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you see that, Councillor Steem?
Can we get one by comparison there for a sec, though? Can you just pull the two together for a second? Okay, so we've come from that.
Can you take us through it?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Vanna.
Maybe just, put it underneath there, maybe. Yeah, okay. Because I like to see that, too. Yeah, okay.
We regret that we're not able to provide a further range of housing options, but we feel that this mix of single family and townhomes still provides a somewhat minimal but still sensible range of options for the neighborhood. Again, we have single-family homes that front onto Atwood, serviced by a rear lane, similar to the first option. And then we also have a RMFS designated block where we are proposing to develop townhomes. These would be condominium ownership and would be subject to our locating a builder to do them. We would ensure that they're done properly because we need to make sure we have the balance of lots that are still attractive for sale that we need to deal with. The rest of the lots that you see there are single-family homes, and we have created two cul-de-sacs and an extension along the rear property line between ourselves and Kernahan of single-family homes as well.
So to call this option two.
Yes.
So we have a name to it. So option two, basically what you've done here is you've eliminated the multi-family apartment blocks.
Correct.
From the plan completely.
Right.
So there's no apartment blocks, two apartment blocks, they're gone. They've been replaced with the single-family homes.
Right.
I'm saying this for the benefit of everybody who maybe can't see the map and the folks on that side when they will turn it and then you can see it. So they've been replaced with two cul-de-sacs by the looks of it here that will be single-family homes with front drives, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Running through it. And on Atwood, the single-family homes you were proposing on option one facing would remain the same as single-family homes in option two as well.
That's correct.
Except it would be a back lane because of the fact that you have the
65-foot
front frontage there,
right?
Front yard. So, and then on the other side of the back lane of those homes on Atwood, on New Street that would be created as part of this development, you're proposing townhomes. Is that?
That's correct.
Okay, that you spoke about. Okay. Maybe if you can turn it, Carlos, so everybody can see it. RMFS, if we can just, if everybody can keep their questions, and then the benefit, just so everybody knows the process here, if you haven't attended a hearing before, if you have questions as well, you can, when you come up to speak, have your questions, because the applicant has an opportunity as the applicant to come back up a second time to respond to any concerns or questions that he or she may have. Otherwise, if we get folks shouting questions, it just we'll have chaos. So anyway, all right, was there anything else?
With respect to option two, no, I think that covers what we're proposing. I do have one comment with respect to the Schedule B of the administrative report. Under Section B1, there's a requirement to have recoveries for services already installed. And we're requesting that be deleted, as there are no recoveries for services already installed.
Is that...
That's correct.
So that's accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so that's just a... So what you're calling for is a housekeeping. This, there's no recoveries.
Correct.
So you're,
and the other... Right. The other question, I guess, or comment I have is, in the event that option two is approved tonight, then the variance application needs to be adjusted, because we will not have the same number of variances that we had requested earlier. Our lots are larger.
So you're saying the variance would be made subject to, if
correct.
Option two is approved,
then
subject
correct.
To option two.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like we did in the other hearing, actually. So, okay. I'm sure I'll have questions for you, but I don't have any questions right now. I want to hear from the other delegations. Is there any other questions? No? No? Okay. All right. Was there anything else, Mr. Joshi?
No, I think that covers it at this point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll call you back up at the end of the hearing. Evan Larkin, in support of the application. Register, I think it's Larkam. Registered in support. Do you wish to speak? No? Okay, so you're registered in support. All right. Jeff Pratt, registered in support. Do you wish to speak?
No, I have nothing to add, Councillor.
Okay, thank you. Steve Naherniak, Marilyn Naherniak, registered in support. Hi. Okay. We tape record this, Steve, so if you could just, the technicality of stating your name and address for the record. Have a seat.
My name is Steve Naherniak. I live at 847 Berry Avenue, right across the proposed development. I speak in support of the development. I prefer the proposed, the first one.
Option one.
Option one, yeah. I moved into this location in 1971, and I've enjoyed living this area all those years. I saw Pandora Avenue, Robson Street, improved from gravel road to paved road. Now there's new stores, expansions, and banks, and anything that a senior would need. Doctors, lawyers, drugstores, grocery stores, coffee shops, access center, and so on. And they're all located very close to this development center. Or you can take one bus and go downtown with no transfers. This is a great location for seniors. I'm at the age that I would like to sell my place and move into an apartment or a 55-plus apartment. This way, I would still live in the area that I have enjoyed for 40 years and enjoy it further on. This proposed development would be excellent for my needs. I've spoken to other seniors living in this area, and they all support this development. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming and speaking. Any questions, Mr. Herniak? No. I don't have any, Steve. Thank you for coming and speaking. Appreciate it.
You're
nice
welcome.
To see you again.
Yeah.
Marilyn Naherniak was registered. Did you wish to speak, Marilyn, or?
No, my husband said everything.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Bob and Bernice Woodrow? Registered? Are they here?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Do you wish to speak?
No.
Okay, so you registered in support. Okay, thanks very much. Is there anybody else who wished to be registered in support that I did not call your name? This is your opportunity. Is there anybody else who's registered in support that I did not call your name? Anybody else? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to move on to those registered in opposition. Okay, registered in opposition. And again, I just want to preface this, if you can keep your comments to up to 10 minutes so that it's fair for everybody. Karen Jashin, 16 Robson.
Yes, thank
you. Hi, Karen. Come on up.
But I wasn't going to speak, but I'll wing it.
Okay, have a seat. Again, it's recorded. You got to state your name and address for the record.
Hi, my name is Karen Jashin. I live at 16 Robson Street. I am definitely opposed to both of them. This is the second option, too, is kind of like the same one that they proposed last time, I think in 2007, 2009. I'm on Robson, and I'm going to be seeing the backs of the houses, and that's where they wanted to put an 8-foot-high fence. I don't want to be seeing that any more than I want to be seeing an apartment block. And Mr. Josh, you referred to having a traffic study done last time that said that the 262-plus cars would not affect any of the rush hour traffic. I would like to actually see that, too. So we're back here again, rehashing plans that have already been denied, wasting everyone's time. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Short and sweet. Thank
you. Okay,
thanks,
Karen. Any questions? Seeing none. Okay, thank you. Alvaro Carvalho? I think it's Carvato. Hi, sorry about that. Hi, do you wish to speak or just registered in opposition, sir? Registered in opposition? Okay, thank you. Antoine and Helga Biat?
Hi.
Hi. Register in opposition. Do you wish to speak? No? Okay, register in opposition. Thank you. I'm not too sure. M. Beakley, 839 Barry? Mr. Beakley? Register in opposition, sir? Okay, do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. John Meyer? Hi. Register in opposition, sir?
Yes.
Do you wish to speak?
Yes.
Please come forward. State your name and address, Mr. Meyer.
My name is John Meyer. I'm living on 827 Berry Avenue, and I moved in there since 1971. And before that, I lived for 7 years at Peak Avenue. So the issue is that I went through this before, back in 1965. And that time it was decided by the municipal board that that area is closed for multifamily district. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. Meyer. Thank you. Any questions? No. M. Trohubiak? And J. Trohubiak? Hi, you wish to speak? Okay. Register in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Dale Chenier?
Here.
Hi, do you wish to speak?
No.
Register in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl Smart Carvalho?
Here.
Hi, register in opposition? Do you wish to speak? No? Okay, thank you. Ted Powells and Debbie Powells, register in opposition? Come forward, state your name and address for the record. Thanks.
Ted Powells, I'm at 94 Cedar Grove Crescent. I would like a little bit more clarification on that blank condo block that's behind the Atwood homes. I think a lot of the opposition that I heard from neighbors and people in the area has to do with the height of the buildings as an eyesore. I think that needs to be addressed. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem if it was condominiums, but single level. I am concerned about traffic. It's a bit of a horror story getting on to Pandora now and going to work. I can see a lot more accidents happening at that T intersection of Atwood and Pandora. There's a lot of traffic, pedestrian traffic with children going to school, cutting across the big field heading towards Regent Avenue. There's a lot of traffic, pedestrian. There's a lot of traffic in general, and I just have some concerns. We've been looking at that field for 16 years that we've been here, and we've always known that it will be developed. We know that we're going to have neighbors, but to this extent, seems a little packed. We have a lot of traffic problems as it is, and hopefully it can be corrected with with some of the things that are going to go on Plessis with the underpass, some rejection of motions for, you know, extending the Walmarts, and you've been working for us on that regard. But I'd like to see a little more detail on that block.
Okay.
That's it for now.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Thank you. Any questions?
No.
No. Thank you. Norman and Jean Golombowski. Hi.
I'd like just a few seconds,
please. Sure. Could you state your name and address, Norman?
Norm Golombowski at 110 Ranch Grove Bay. My concern is basically the high density area that would be created by any multi unit buildings. I'm all for developing that area as a single family home kind of a thing, or a condominium, as we mentioned earlier. And as Councillor Wyatt earlier stated, I'm looking at, you know, buildings that are consistent with our neighborhood area. And we all live in a single family development except for the low rental off Robson, but basically all the homes are single family types of homes, and that's what I'd like to see in that area. And that's okay. My comment.
Okay, thanks, Norman. Appreciate it. Linda Kelly. Hi. Registered in opposition. Did you wish to speak, Ms. Kelly?
No.
Okay, thank you. Joyce James and Harry James. Registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak?
No. I just go along with Norm.
Okay. All right, thank you. Dr. Catherine Glazner, I register in opposition. Do you wish to speak?
No.
Okay. Greg Downey, register in opposition. Do you wish to speak, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you. Joseph St. Denis, register in opposition. Do you wish to speak, Mr. St. Denis? Okay, register in opposition. Sorry, I'm Mrs. St. Denis. Register in opposition. Do you wish to speak?
No, Norm said it all.
Okay, all right, thank you. Paul Duberg, I register in opposition.
Yes.
Do you wish to speak? Sure. Thank you. State your name and address.
Paul Duberg, 27 Ranch Grove Bay. First of all, with the first proposal is way too dense. It doesn't fit into the community. Second one, parts of it doesn't fit in. The infrastructure on Atwood was just, the roadway was just repaired. That's repaired, not rebuilt, which it should have been. The other road, Carnahan, going to Place A is just as bad, if not worse. And you're going to add all that extra traffic. When you come on to the weekends, probably a lot of these people are going to be heading out to Parkland or so on, and they're going to be going up that road up to Plessy, and it's going to add a lot of wear and tear, not to say to the infrastructure. On the second phase, the cul-de-sacs fit into the area, but that third area, the RMFS and the R1S, don't fit in at all. And they could put a third cul-de-sac there fit in by bumping the road up one and taking one lot off the other two cul-de-sac. They could have that road coming in, still have a third cul-de-sac in the bottom. With the size of lots and single family homes, that would fit into the neighborhood without such a dense, high density population in there. And that's one of the few green areas that could be still potentially available for community use, that it's going to be just again, cemented over. They talk about new families are going to stay in these little dog houses there in the bottom. Not going to happen. You know, where are they? You know, where are those kids going to go? And those families going to start have kids and that? They're not going to stay there. They're going to want something that everybody else has. So why not start there to start with? That is more like a money grab because they're trying to go for volume, and volume speaks but dollars. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. DeBerg. Any questions? Thank you. Elaine and Albert Boma?
I
register in opposition. Do you wish to speak? Jason Hawkins and Celia Hawkins? Yes, come forward. Thanks.
Jason Hawkins, 892 Kernahan Avenue.
Hi.
I'd just like to say, similar to what was said earlier, but my wife and I have been in the house there 17 years, mm-hmm. and we've seen Atwood develop. And I think we'd like to see, we know that the area is going to develop in terms of the field eventually. Turning into homes, but again, we feel talking to our neighbors. We're out in the community a fair bit, talking to people on Kernahan. We have some friends on Atwood, and the feeling seems to be that single family homes is what people understand will happen if that's done properly with a good mix of the homes and the green space, not just done, like the earlier gentleman said, for volume. So I think that we want to stay where we are as well for a long time, so I think that would fit with the area, and a lot of people will stay in the area if that's done properly.
So based on what you've seen both presentations, then what is
the first one? No way. The okay. Second one I think is closer to the mark, but is still pretty dense. I think that the second one's a better option, but I think it could be cleaned up to be a better fit for the area.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Any questions? Other questions? No. Monique and Doug Kendall.
Okay.
Hi. Registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Rex Lee, registered in opposition. Aye. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Lee? Okay, come forward. State your name and address.
My name is Rex Lee, thanks. And I live on 19 Atwood Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sort of along the same lines as our last speaker about the single family dwellings. It is an open land, and we understand that it will have to be developed eventually. But I and the other members of the community who I've spoken to on Atwood are more in favor of something along the lines of a single family development, more reflective of what is in the neighborhood. Like there's a development just to the west of us. They have like a main access coming off of Pandora, and they have the main road coming off with cul-de-sacs off. And to us, that's a good idea because it addresses the issue of putting reasonable-sized family housing, not these little shoeboxes, mm-hmm. and it also manages the traffic, which comes to another thing, is I have a son, and a number of us on the street have small children, and our biggest concern is traffic volume. And the single-family houses facing on Atwood, they would be accessing a back lane, which would open up onto Atwood. Is that correct?
Pardon me?
The single-family houses on Atwood,
yeah.
They would have a back lane. Would that open onto Atwood at some point?
I don't have the drawing in front of me here. It's on the other side there, but yeah, it swings around.
Yeah,
yeah, it's okay. Like a dog leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's another concern because right now, anybody lives anywhere in any residential areas knows that even if you have a back lane, even if you have a garage, you're not going to go drive around back and park in the back every single solitary time. You're going to go out. You're going to park in the front, and you're going to run into your house. Okay. And as it is right now on Atwood, There's hardly any street parking at all. If one house have a few people over, you got to literally park on Pandora just to find somewhere to park. You got to drive all the way almost to the train tracks to find parking. So that's my big concern, is that extra traffic and the fact that those houses facing on Atwood, to me, just don't seem like a... I could see something having a back lane, accessing it, and then maybe that strip where the power lines are, maybe having a little bit of green space or something like that, because otherwise you're just like... trying to jam as much as you can into as small a space as you can, and, you know, I'm not happy with it. I'm totally opposed to it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Any questions for Mr. Lee?
No.
I was asking these guys a big question. Thank you. Thank you. Wayne and Carolyn Verstees. I hope I'm wrong. I register in opposition. All right. Did you wish to speak?
No, we agree with the last speaker.
Okay. Thank you. Lawrence Webb. Register in opposition, Lawrence?
Yes.
Did you wish to speak?
No. No, thank you.
Okay. Christopher Moranchuk. Register in opposition.
Yes.
Did you wish to speak?
No, thank you. I think all my concerns and questions have been answered.
Thank you. Paul Trudeau.
Yes.
Register in opposition.
Yes.
Did you wish to speak?
Yes.
Okay. Don Chenier.
Yes.
Register in opposition.
Yes.
Did you wish to speak, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, Grace Page. Grace Page. I register in opposition. Did you wish to speak? Okay. Yeah, please.
Hey, I'm Grace Page, living at 147 Cedar Grove Crescent. I just want to make a couple comments. First of all, I'm really disappointed that this is the first I was able to find out information about option number two. I was checking the city clerk's website as late as like 4:30 this afternoon, and there's nothing there. And I fully understood that the developer was to come back with a different plan, and I was really anxiously waiting to see it. And now this is kind of a lot to digest without even being able to see the schematic very clearly. I haven't heard again how many residences are being proposed. We heard that there's condos, but how many condos? And to save me the job of counting the squares and the residences, I would like to know how many residences are being planned. And I'm going to just voice concern once again about the exit coming onto Pandora. I think it's moved a little bit further east now than originally proposed, but it's between Atwood and Robson. So we've got three exits coming out to Pandora. You've got people turning left, you've got people turning right, and as somebody else said, we're looking at a collision course there, and that really concerns me. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Page? No. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Wayne Polonuk. Polonuk?
Yes.
Hi. Registered in opposition?
Yes.
Did you wish to speak, sir?
Yes, I would like.
Okay. Please come forward. Your name and address, sir. Thanks.
Wayne Polonuk, 79 Cedar Grove Crescent.
Okay.
I lived at this address since Cedar Grove has been developed and seen a community with children and people being able to play. We had a development developed behind us and had some issues with traffic starting to come through our area. Although we sit further down, we have the two parks at the end of our streets. If we go to a system where we have smaller homes with lots more kids, the traffic's going to end up invariably coming into this neighborhood that these kids actually play on the street. We have kids that play hockey on the street. We keep the kids in the street having fun on the street instead of in the back lanes painting garages, breaking windows, stealing from cars. If we create a problem where they can't be in our neighborhood because we develop a whole bunch of kids coming and traffic coming down our streets, then we're going to have kids again finding other things to do. I think this is an issue. We have a community that's these Ranch Grove and Cedar Grove are extremely confined areas. We have a community where kids play all the time. There's kids running across the street, no issues. If we create any more traffic, we're going to create problems for children in our neighborhoods. We need more green space somewhere. Because we can't drag that traffic down to the small green space that we have at the ends of our streets right now. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Any questions? No. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Kelly Huben, or Hoyben? Kelly Hoyben?
Yeah. Risk. Pretty much been repeated.
Okay. Thank you. George and Rachel Burney?
Yes.
Register in opposition? Do you wish to speak? Okay. Thank you. Kelly Lim and Susan Lim or Line? I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Hi. Are you here? I are you registered in opposition? Do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Okay, Colleen Kolesniuk and Doug Kolesniuk?
Yes.
Registered in opposition?
Yes.
Do you wish to speak?
No, I'm pretty much all this.
Okay, thank you. Craig Dufresne, registered in opposition?
Yes.
Hi, do you wish to speak?
No.
Okay. Heather Dufresne, registered in opposition? Do you wish to speak?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Karen Haynes Stock, registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak? Are you here?
Yes, I am. No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Terry Wochuk, registered in opposition.
Yes.
Do you wish to speak? Okay, thank you. Chris Brass, registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak? Sandy and Al Aker, registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak?
No, I mean,
okay. John O'Neill, registered in opposition. Do you wish to speak?
Sure.
Okay, come forward. Your name and address, John.
John O'Neill, 897 Kernahan Avenue.
Hi.
I keep hearing the same thing from everybody. Everybody keeps saying, I know this land has to be developed or it's going to be developed. We knew it was going to happen. My question is, why does it have to happen? Are there not enough new developments, large developments, everywhere else throughout the city? There's a big one going up on Dougal Road. There's a ton of apartments just down Plessy. We have Sage Creek. We have the east end of Transcona. Why do we have to fill every last little space? That's my concern.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. Okay. Is there anybody else registered or anybody here who wants to be in opposition who did not fill out a slip and I did not call your name? Anybody here? There's some folks registered for information. I'm going to get to that just in a second. But anybody else here who's registered or wanted to be in opposition, did not fill asleep, this is your opportunity. Anybody for opposition? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to now move on to those registered for information. Okay. C. Goloboyski. I'm sorry. Hi. Did you wish to speak, sir?
No, thank you.
Register for information. Okay. Thank you. Jacqueline Nelson.
Yes.
Register for information.
I'd like to change that to opposition.
Change to opposition. Okay.
I just have two words.
So if you wish.
Oysters.
If you wish to speak, you need to come forward. So okay. I'm sorry. I'm curious
Nelson.
To hear what you have to say about smoke.
Jacqueline Nelson, I live at 816 Peak Avenue.
Yes.
I'm very disappointed in both proposals, and I'm disappointed that we couldn't see the second proposal sooner. All I can say is that looks like a tin of smoked oysters, squashed in with no space, and I'm very, very much opposed. Thank you.
Okay, Jacqueline, thank you. Nestor Timog, register for register for information.
For information, but I heard it not for really. So.
Okay. Do you have any? Did you wish to speak?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Joy and Ellen Bulkwill, register for information. Are you here? Did you wish to speak? Okay. Your name and address, please.
Alan Bockwell, 35 Atwood Street. Option two, I have to say I was quite pleased. Could use a little bit more finesse there, but I would say with option two, I'd be more in support.
Okay.
All right. And I thought, thank you to the developer. It's a little bit more as to the single-family homes.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Walkwell? No. Thank you very much. Yes.
If there's damage done to Atwood Street because of the construction, who's responsible to have that repaired as to it's a brand new, just been refurbished?
We'll ask that question of the administration and the developer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joseph and Gail Martel for information.
It's all been said. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sherry Hansen and Brian Hooper. Hi. Register for information. In opposition?
Yeah, we had no information about what the new options
would
be.
Okay. Thanks. Do you wish to speak? Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else who I didn't call who wished to be registered for information, or speak in for information? No? Okay. I'll ask the applicant to come back forward, please. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead. Actually, before you start, Mr. Joshi, I was handed a note halfway through the delegations. I wanted to continue with the delegations so everybody had an opportunity to speak from the planner. Could you, now that the applicant's back here, elaborate with what you wrote me?
Sure. We were advising you that option two would require a re-advertising because it would be creating a new public street, emptying onto Pandora. So I guess the reason for re-advertising, I guess, is, well, twofold. First, it may affect people who may have seen the poster and decided they were fine with it. Having a new road onto Pandora may alter their opinion on what they feel of the proposal. I guess secondly, because it's creating a new road onto Pandora, the Public Works Department may require input into this new proposal.
So, go ahead, Mr. Reban.
Sorry, just to add to that, I think it's an overall that the neighborhood, as a couple people have mentioned, have not seen option two. And you may get a complete different mix of reaction from the community to it. You know, people who are not here because they aren't aware of that option.
Okay. Before you, rather than waste everybody's time then, based on what you've just told us in this note, my immediate reaction is the option one is not on, and that was the one that you advertised. And knowing that, and now knowing the information in terms of what the planners just said in terms of option two, the choice would be either we can't deal with this because it has to be re-advertised, so then the only thing you can do is to withdraw the application, or I can reject it, and then you can withdraw it based on this information.
Well, the only thing I can say is, I mean, the road configuration under option one, under the RMFM, did contemplate an access onto Pandora, and that's what was circulated with that particular option. So,
repeat that again. You're saying that the option two configuration was that was not the one that was advertised, though.
No, it was not the one. Option one was what was advertised,
yeah,
essentially.
Right.
But within
You had a private right-of-way coming out onto Pandora, but not a public right-of-way.
Not a public right-of-way.
Yeah, that was the difference, yeah. Well, anyway. Basically, for everybody who's just trying to figure out what's happening here, the planner is informing the applicant that based on his option two, that in their opinion, it would have to be re-advertised, meaning we would have to have a new hearing. It would be an opportunity for the applicant to go back to the residence again prior to a hearing. But based on the option, according to the planner's opinion, the option two is the one which would have to be re-advertised if it were to be dealt with today because it wasn't advertised. Technically speaking, in terms of potentially being challenged legally, mm-hmm. Right? So knowing that, I guess I come back to the question that I asked you in the effort. Do you want to take a minute? I could call a five-minute recess if you want. If you want to give this some thought.
What are my options
basically,
again?
From what I can see here, you know, option one is not what I've heard from the community.
Right.
And I guess what I've heard from the community now at this meeting and at previous meetings is option one is not realistic, okay? Mm-hmm. Option two even, I think, needs some massaging, but you're on the right track with option two. But what we've heard now is that we can't deal with option two because it has to be re-advertised based on the road configuration mm-hmm. that you've brought forward. So my question is, the choice is basically for me is really if I proceed with this, I'll reject your application. Or you can choose to withdraw your application now mm-hmm. versus having it rejected. You can, of course, withdraw your application. If I reject it tonight, you can withdraw it. This is everybody, just so you understand the process, this committee makes recommendations that go forward to the Standing Committee of Property and Development, Executive Policy Committee, and Council. Council actually makes the decision. We make the recommendation of Council. So the applicant, if I reject it today, he could still choose to withdraw it before the council meeting, which basically means that he could file another application again if he so choose. If it's rejected again, there's a time period where you're not able to file again, I believe. It's what is that time period? 1 year? 1 year. He's not able to file another application for 1 year if it goes to council and is approved as a rejection. So that's why if you want, I can call a five-minute break or...
No, I think our preference is not to get rejected.
All right, so you're withdrawing your application.
We'll withdraw it, we'll amend it, and come back in again.
For a new hearing, a new advertisement. Okay, I see. Okay. All right, so the hearing has been, the application has been withdrawn, everyone. Both the subdivision rezoning and the variance, I'm assuming. Is that correct, Mr. Joshi?
That's correct.
Okay.